Hey, wellness warriors, welcome back to another episode of the 2% Solution. I'm your host, Diamond Well, and today we're diving into the realms of nutrition and lifestyle strategies that are stirring up conversations worldwide. Two things that we're addressing today is the anti-diet as well as reverse dieting. Now, before we jump in, let's take a quick journey back in time. Picture this. It's the late 20th century. Diet culture is at its peak, with every magazine cover promising the secret to losing 10 pounds in 10 days. Now, fast forward to today, and we're seeing a powerful shift. People are tired of the endless cycle of dieting, leading to the rise of the anti-diet movement, a crusade against diet culture itself, promoting body acceptance as well as something called intuitive eating. Now, on the flip side, we've got reverse dieting, which is a strategy that has gained traction in the fitness community, especially among those feeling stuck in the aftermath of restrictive eating. We all know what that is. That's that idea of saying no to pretty much everything and yes only to a few things. It's a method of gradually basically increasing your calorie intake to boost metabolism and aid in recovery from prolonged calorie restriction. Little side note, you may be familiar with the show that used to be on TV called The Biggest Loser. During its final season, and I actually think it was the final season, I don't know exactly, it may have been the second last season, but they had some big time bad press come to light. And what they found was a lot of the contestants that had been on that show, and I'm talking about the majority of them, have all gained back the weight, if not gained back what they lost, but also more. And a lot of what they found when they started to do some research around this was a lot of people's metabolisms had become permanently damaged because of that excessive exercise and super calorie restrictions that they endured while taping the show. Long term, this is not healthy. You are starving yourself. And so the need for a strategy like reverse dieting is becoming quite apparent. And it's this idea of slowly, gradually increasing calorie intake to get the metabolism healthy again. So got again, anti-diet and reverse dieting. So this all sounds simple, right? Well, stick around because we're about to get into the nitty-gritty of both of these. And trust me, it's as fascinating as it sounds. Let's start with the anti-diet movement. Born from frustration and a dire need for a cultural detox from dieting, the anti-diet approach is all about ditching the diet mentality. It's rooted in principles of intuitive eating, which means listening to your body's hunger cues, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're full, and most importantly, removing guilt from the equation. Studies show that intuitive eating can lead to better mental health, with one study revealing that participants who adopted intuitive eating practices saw significant improvements in psychological distress, in body image, and emotional functioning. But perhaps what's most inspiring about the anti-diet movement is its commitment to body positivity and health at every size. Now, let's talk reverse dieting. Imagine this. You've been on a low-calorie diet 4 months, and suddenly, eating even a little more seems to make you gain weight. That's where reverse dieting shines. By slowly adding calories back into your diet, you give your body the chance to adjust its metabolic rate upwards, helping you maintain weight, release, or gain muscle, depending on your goals. Sounds counterintuitive, right? Eat more to weigh less or maintain? But the science backs it up. A study in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition found that athletes who gradually increased their calorie intake after a period of restriction experienced improvements in metabolic rate as well as body composition. I know what you're thinking. So, Di, are you telling me I can eat more and not balloon up? Well, in essence, yes. But it's about being smart and gradual about it. So what's the takeaway here? Whether you're leaning towards the anti-diet movement and embracing body positivity and intuitive eating, or you're curious about reverse dieting to repair your metabolism and improve your relationship with food, the key is finding what works best for you. It's about making peace with food and your body, understanding that health isn't one size fits all. And sometimes the best diet is no diet at all. And before we officially sign off, a quick but heartfelt ask from me to you. Today's deep dive into the anti-diet and reverse dieting strategy shed some light on your path to wellness. Or if you found a nugget of inspiration to carry with you, I'd be over the moon if you could take a moment to leave us a review. Your feedback not only warms my heart, but it helps others find us so we can all grow our wellness community together. And hey, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the 2% Solution podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That way you won't miss out on future episodes where we continue to explore the vast universe of health and wellness, sharing strategies, stories, and sometimes, yes, the odd dad joke to keep things lively. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, remember the journey to health and wellness is uniquely your own. Be kind to yourself. Listen to your body. And don't be afraid to seek support along the way. Here's to finding your path, one step or one bite at a time. I'm Dai Manuel, your guide on this path to wellness and vitality. Stay awesome, keep pushing forward, and let's make tomorrow even better than today. Till next time, warriors, keep shining your light.